Let's start with history. Quantum computing is built on quantum mechanics. In 1925, about 100 years ago, physicists such as Heisenberg, Schrödinger, and Dirac formulated the mathematical foundation of the microscopic world. Then in 1981, Richard Feynman realized that if we want to simulate nature, we need a machine that is quantum. A few years later, David Deutsch formalized this into the concept of a universal quantum computer. A universal quantum computer is a gate-based system capable of any computation, defining the standard for the modern quantum computer. Okay. The transition to reality or hardware was led by pioneers like Yasunobu Nakamura, who achieved the world's first superconducting qubit in 1999. A major shift occurred around 2014 when John Martinez's teams achieved high fidelity quantum gates. Then in 2016, IBM launched the first quantum processor on the cloud, making hardware accessible to everyone. This opened the door for for software developers like us to enter the field. Okay. To understand what quantum computing is, we must understand the qubit. Unlike a classical bit, which is a deterministic 0 or 1, a qubit exists in a superposition, a complex combination of both states simultaneously. We also utilize entanglement, a deep correlation where the state of one qubit instantly influences another, regardless of distance. Mathematically, we represent this as a vector in on the Bloch sphere. Right, Ron? The Bloch sphere is a 3D geometric model used to visualize the mathematical state of a single qubit. Okay. Why is quantum computing better than classical computer? It is not easy to discuss that in details here. There are many discussions about this topic. Simply, but n qubits live in to the n-dimensional Hilbert space. So with just 300 qubits, the state space is larger than the all atoms in the observable universe. Qubits scan all the possibilities in this huge space. However, the harsh reality is that qubits are very fragile. They suffer from low fidelity and environmental noise. Unlike ideal math, real hardware does not work as predicted. So what is this machine actually for? It is important to clarify, it is not the faster version of your laptop. It is a tool for combinatorial complexity. Any problem where the possibilities grow exponentially is a target for quantum. In quantum chemistry, we can simulate nitrogen fixation for greener fertilizers. In logistics, we solve global optimization problem at a scale classical computers can't touch. And in security, this is famous, Shor's algorithm is famous because it can solve large-scale prime factorization at high speeds. Okay. To build these machines, we use microscopic systems like artificial atoms in circuits. In principle, any physical system that obeys quantum mechanics can serve as a quantum computing device. Among them, a superconducting qubit as a very leading candidate. This iconic structure is the golden chandelier, a dilution refrigerator that cools down hardware to 10 millikelvin, colder than the outer space to protect fragile quantum states. Looking at this, we are in the vacuum tube era of quantum. Like ENIAC, Colossus, it is bulky, delicate, and requires massive infrastructure. The core challenge today is that the landscape is dominated by closed-door ecosystem. Platforms like IBM and Google offer powerful walled gardens. This leads to vendor lock-in and a lack of transparency for researchers. who want to see how their quantum circuits are optimized. There's no standardized open operating system that allows independent operators to build their own quantum cloud. This is the wall we intended to break.